There's good news for the millions of Americans struggling to pay rent. The federal government recently barred landlords from evicting renters who've been hurt financially by the pandemic. But recent moratoriums in most states haven't stopped all landlords from trying to remove tenants. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
21-year-old Ruby Jensen moved from Idaho to California last year, hoping for a fresh start. She met a guy and they rented a room in a house in Los Angeles. Things went okay for a while. Then, in June, the landlady contacted her, angry about the condition of the house.
She sent the text saying that, "I need everyone to move out of the house. I'm going to be moving my family back in."
By then, Jensen's fiancé had lost his job as a restaurant dishwasher because of COVID. Money was tight, and they were reluctant to leave. Things quickly turned ugly. Jensen says the landlady turned off the water and gas.
She just kept coming over to the house, and then that's when she started demolishing the kitchen. She tore up the sink, the stove, everything, the floor, everything.
Jensen's landlady didn't respond to requests for comment. Tenant attorney Amy Williams says all this happened at a time when most evictions were barred in California. But she says some landlords have tried to remove tenants anyway.
You know, I'm getting crisis calls saying the landlord's at my door. They're saying that they want to come in with the locksmith. That definitely has increased my workload.
Williams says one reason this is happening is confusion. Federal, state, and local governments have imposed eviction bans. Some have lapsed, others haven't. It's not always clear what buildings are covered.
Most tenants and most landlords just don't know or understand those laws, that that's not legal.
When Bobby Parker was evicted from his New Orleans apartment, he didn't know a moratorium was in place. He'd fallen behind on rent after a hospital stay, and his landlady charged him late fees. But he'd lost one of his jobs and couldn't pay them.
When I came back from work that Monday, which was the 24th of March, she sat up there and had some change, all my locks on my door. I went, tried the back door, same thing, key wouldn't fit in.
A woman who answered the landlady's phone hung up when asked to comment for this story. Parker says the next couple weeks were tough. Locked out of his place, he couldn't get his medicine or his work uniform.
I called the police for 2 days. They never came. And when they did come, they said there's anything they couldn't do about it.
Parker spent 2 weeks sleeping outside. Then a judge ordered his landlady to let him back into his apartment. In New Orleans, tenants can challenge evictions in court, but housing activist Andronica Morris says they're usually reluctant to do so. If they lose, it can be hard to find another place. They may face court costs.
There's a severe consequence to that tenant and to their future if they end up with a court-ordered eviction.
Morris says apartment owners aren't always to blame. In New Orleans, most people rent from small mom-and-pop landlords, and a lot of them are having trouble too.
For every terrible landlord who is, you know, acting outrageously, there are dozens of landlords who are also struggling themselves.
Morris thinks the government needs to help renters financially affected by COVID, but a stimulus bill is stalled in Congress. Meanwhile, illegal evictions go on. Ruby Jensen ended up leaving her place after her kitchen was torn out. It was traumatic.
I'm trying to do the best that I can because I just can't figure out how to put everything together with everything that I'm going through right now.
Her fiancé went back to his old restaurant job for a few days. Then the restaurants were closed again. Today, the couple lives in a motel. They're looking for a new place to rent, a place they can stay in for good. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.